GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Okay. All right. So it's supposed to be cop talk with Sergeant Wade Betters. And, you know, you never know. He could get a call at any moment. 808, I sent him a note. Just said, hi there. And you know those three little, I don't know if it does it on your phone, you get those three little bubbles that show that they're responding, and then moments later pops up the word crap with three exclamation points. Wade's not able to join us today. It's crazy busy at Bangor PD, but we're going to do something different for Cop Talk here on GHRT. We mentioned just a moment ago, we were talking about, and just about this kind of a strange case of the, I want to say it was a kid, he was young, and it was Sunday as I recall. And he was from York, Maine, and he was pulled over by New Hampshire police because he was doing 126 miles per hour in a 65 mile an hour zone. And when the officer said, you know, why so fast, Sonny? He said, I'm a little late for work. I'm not really sure if that excuse would probably get you out of a ticket.
Far with me.
If I could talk to the kid, I'd ask him a question that we've asked some of our listeners before. What song were you listening to when you got pulled over for going that fast? What song was on the radio? What song was on your, in my case, it would have been a cassette player or an 8-track. That's how long ago it was. Did you ever get pulled over for speeding? You?
Yep, once. I've had one.
Just once?
Yeah.
For speeding? Just once.
Well, I have to.
You always have to qualify here.
Qualify speeding.
Oh, my word. Let me get another warm breakfast beverage here for your story I can be ready to hear it.
If you mean like 10 miles, I'm not sure what your definition is.
You get pulled over for speeding.
Yeah, I've been stopped a couple of times.
See, we went from once now to a couple of times. Okay.
Most every time I've had a warning. However, mm-hmm. I did pay one fine, as I recall, and it was my own fault.
Yep.
I went into one of those construction zones where you didn't sign, fines doubled. You see those signs?
Yep.
I had a golf appointment and was running late.
Golf appointment.
I was going to play in golf, and mm-hmm. I was running behind schedule, so I wasn't going like 70 miles an hour. But
what song was on the radio?
I was listening to Paul Harvey, probably. I don't know.
All right, 1-800-966-1039. This could be fun. 1-800-966-1039, or send your text message to us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478, and tell us what song was on the radio when you got pulled over for speeding.
And this
person writes to us, the song that I was listening to when I got pulled over for speeding was Convoy by C.W. McCall. We need to send him back a note to find out, are you a truck driver? I'll send him a note to find out if that's the case. And dial us up 1-800-966-1039. We want to know how fast you were going and what song was on the radio. Caller, hi, GHRT. How are you?
Good morning.
How fast were you going?
On one time, I went 120.
120?
Why would you do that?
And I didn't get hauled over either.
And you didn't.
You didn't. No. Two things about that. Number one is you didn't get pulled over. Number two, you didn't get killed.
Yeah, that's true.
There was no traffic on the road.
Okay, that's good. But what song was on the radio?
Probably I Can't Drive 55.
That's a popular song by Sammy Hagar, right?
Right.
Yes, I Can't Drive 55. We're glad you didn't get yourself in a mess or in too much of a pickle. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. How fast were you going?
Well, I wasn't speeding, actually, but George guessed it. We were listening to Paul Harvey. I was driving a van back from BIW. As we're headed through Sabattis, Paul Harvey says the only police department in the whole country that posted a profit was Sabattis, Maine, and the blue lights came up on us on Route 9. and pulled us over just after he got done telling that story. But thank God, it was Scott Brady Dean was a police officer because I played ball with him in high school and went to high school with him. And the minute he saw me, he's like, "Oh, just doing a routine check," and we're all laughing. And he's going, "What's so funny?" And then I told him the story.
That was a good day. 1-800-966-1039. Okay, this text message to us. This person writes to us, "I was 21 years old, and I got caught doing 50 in a 35, and the song on the radio was Flirting with Disaster by Molly Hatchet." See, there, these are the songs that drive you to put the pedal right to the metal. Caller, hi, GHRT. Tell us, how fast were you going?
Hello?
Yeah, how fast were you going?
Oh, I don't remember how fast I was going or the specific song, but I was listening to Rumors.
Well,
the Fleetwood Mac album.
The Fleetwood Mac album.
And that's when I got my first speeding ticket, and I never listened to the album all the way through again. But the fastest I've ever gone was 114.
114. Glad you didn't get yourself in a mess. I feel bad that you're missing all of those great songs from Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album, Warner Brothers Records and Tapes from 1977. Look at all the text messages. Do you have the texts up in front of you, George? Can you see them all coming in?
No, I'm sure.
Oh, my word.
Every one of us, when we were young, did something on the stupid side.
But. Yeah. This person writes to us, I was going 86 miles an hour. And the song on the radio was Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Yeah, you can see how some of these songs would be the ones that maybe want you to go and drive a little bit faster. Caller, hi, GHRT. How fast were you going?
Hey, I'm the guy that was going 160 on that bike that one time.
Oh, 160. We wanted to ask if, I don't know, did you have earbuds in? Did you have a song on the radio at the time?
No, just listened to the motor that time, but another time. I was moving out to California, and I was driving through Amarillo, Texas, northern panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was with me. She was sleeping. It's cow country. Nobody around. So I floored it. I was listening to Metallica. And low volume, so I wouldn't wake my mom up. And I look behind me, and there is a state trooper for Texas about 10 feet from my bumper, and I almost had a heart attack. So I pulled right over, and he got out of his vehicle. And I thought I was going to jail. He had a gold tooth aviators, a cowboy hat on, and a six shooter. And I thought for sure that I was going to spend a night in Amarillo jail. But he gave me a warning after questioning both of us as to what the heck was going on and went about our way. But I'll never forget that one. That was a good time. 115, Metallica.
1-800-966-1039 is our telephone number. A whole bunch of people have written to us and said that they were pulled over for speeding, and it's so funny. So many of them are all listening to the same song, which happens to be about putting the pedal to the metal. Golden Earrings Radar Love. Now, this person writes to us, by the way. What? That can't be true. Do you see the guy that sent us? Someone sent us a snapshot. They're going 202?
In what?
In some automobile, and they say, by the way, I'm listening to your show doing 202.
It's on Route 202.
Not according to the... Look at the photo the guy sent us. Oh, come on. Okay, that's driving to endanger, and that's insane. Slow down. Caller, hi, GHRT. How fast were you going?
Well, it wasn't so much the speed, it was the car. My first car out of high school, I bought a 1964 Pontiac GTO. And I used to keep Skinner going on the tape deck beside me in the seat. So I always just added one to whatever the speed limit was, figuring that was fine.
And probably you had Freebird cranked up, didn't you, with Skinner on the radio? Maybe.
Well, give me back my bullet.
Yep. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. How fast were you going?
Well, my girlfriend was nice enough to slow down to 120 in her 79 Cobra so I could pass her in my 69 Fastback with a 10-inch steering wheel because I had my hands full.
1-800-966-1039. I haven't checked have you checked the emails yet to see what anyone is saying to us?
I'm looking at the text messages currently, yeah. And they're... Everybody's...
Oh, the guy that died 102 was driving a Hellcat, and he was on a racetrack when he snapped that photo.
Well, right.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of that. I did some motorcycle stuff, but
we're not urging you to speed, people. We just want to know how. Don't drive fast now, please. We just wanted to know how fast you were going when you got pulled over and what song was on the radio, because someone else has sent us a photo that they're going 109 miles an hour on a vehicle that they got 95,000 miles on that thing. Look at that. That's pretty impressive.
When you were young, I see here when doing 90 in a 65 Rambler station wagon. I didn't think a Rambler station wagon could go over 50. I had a Rambler years ago.
Radar Love put me in the woods one night. Oh. This person said Run Like Hell by Pink Floyd was the song. Caller, hi, GHRT. First, tell us, how fast were you going?
It wasn't so much the speed as the song.
Yeah.
As the blue lights came on and the troopers walking up next to my vehicle, my young son in the back seat started singing, "Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do?"
Setting a good example for your children, sir.
Well, a lot depends on where you live, too. When I was living in Texas for a while, there was virtually no speed limit. And yep. People were driving. Well, even when I go down to Florida now and in sections where the speed limit is not that, but when I was down there last spring, in a rental car, I'm following traffic. I'm just going down the interstate.
I'm just doing what the others are doing, officer.
I wasn't even looking. I looked down, I was doing 90 miles an hour, and I'm going, what? I never drive that fast. But if I slowed down, I was going to get run over by a semi. I went any faster, I was going to faint.
Caller, hi, GHRT. First, tell us, how fast were you going?
Good morning.
How fast were you going?
I was probably between 80 and 90 on Route 1 in Robinson.
Uh-huh.
Christmas Eve, and we had a pretty good storm the night before. The state trooper explained to me that there had been a double fatal.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw my firefighter plates, but he cut me a break.
Oh.
And I think, I'm pretty sure we had Christmas carols going.
Christmas carols.
Maybe dashing through the snow, right?
Yeah. Well, Santa's got to have a pretty fast sleigh if he's going to make all those deliveries in that one night. Text message to us in the MTG text line. This person writes to us, I was going down High Street in Ellsworth, only doing 35 out of 25. China Grove by the Doobies came on, and I started playing air guitar with both hands. Then an EPD officer came over the hill and gave me quite the stern look. Caller, hi, GHRT. First, tell us, how fast were you going, buddy?
129 miles per hour.
What were you thinking? Oh, and what song?
It's a true story. So back in 93, my father was appraising Loring Air Force Base. He just purchased a brand new Grand Cherokee. So we tried it out. We could only get it to 129. We checked out the braking. It had 1,500 miles on it. But really, think about it. There's no safer place on planet Earth than a massively long runway to test that out.
Yeah, Dave Sleeper. You know, he rides the motorcycles on those. Did you have any special song you were listening to when you had your adventure?
No, but I do have a Paul Harvey story, so George will like this. This would have been about 90, 95. I was coming into Kennebunk, back roads from Sanford. It goes from 45 to 25, got pulled over by the Kennebunk PD. He gave me a warning, and he did say, he's like, this just leaks right up on you. You come around that corner, you're in a 25. He goes, just take it easy. And I think I was only doing probably 40 to 45 when he saw me, but I was listening to Paul Harvey. It was just after noontime.
I remember the 15-minute show we used to run.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it all the time. Caller, how fast were you going? Caller, we'll come back to your call a little bit later because we're headed to the break.
I wonder how many were listening to Hot Rod Lincoln.
Commander Cody and his Lost Planet.
Yeah.
Your call is next.
You're
on
gonna
GHRT.
Drive me to drink if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.